Texas Governor Greg Abbott's facing bipartisan criticism for hastily awarding a nearly $300 million contract with a little-known North Texas company, putting them in charge of the state's efforts to trace people who may have been exposed to the coronavirus. The Houston Chronicle reports the company's shown little evidence it has an extensive experience in contact tracing, and concerns are being raised about whether or not much of the work would actually be outsourced. Jay Root is an investigative reporter for the Houston Chronicle, where he's been writing about this story. Jay, thanks so much for taking a few minutes out of your busy schedule to speak with us on The Standard.
Happy to do it.
So who is this company exactly, and why is the state saying they decided to choose them to be in charge of this coronavirus contact tracing in Texas?
Well, we were initially told that the reason why they picked MTX Group out of North Texas, Frisco, they actually started in Albany and expanded to have an office now in Frisco, Texas. But we were told that they were providing the same contact tracing and call center solution in New York City. That's the exact language that they put in their bid. But that's not accurate, really. Chris Van Dusen, the spokesman for DSHES, the Department of State Health Services, told us that they are not hiring contact tracers in New York City. And that's one of the things that they're doing with this contract. Their contract in New York City for $46 million, as far as we can tell, the second largest contract they've ever gotten. But just compare $46 million to $300 million, big difference. What we really have here is a giant government contract awarded to a little-known company for something that's very important but also needs to be done right and, frankly, is pretty controversial among conservative Republicans who don't like the concept at all. So he's really taken it – Abbott's really taken it from all sides here. Democrats don't like the lack of transparency, the quickie awarding process, and the Republicans just don't like the concept at all.
When you say quickie process, how long of a period of time are we talking about here?
Really unusual. That this is how I got onto this story was I got some calls from people who are like, "Well, have you heard about how quick this contract went?" Like, "No, what is it?" And they sent out emails to about a dozen or so, I'm told, companies, including big companies like IBM, Accenture, Maximus, that do a lot of these types of contracts all over the United States. And basically, they had 48 hours to turn it around. They got it on May 5th, and they had to turn them in on May 7th. And the contract was awarded on May 13th, which, coincidentally, was the same exact day that the company disclosed, or the lobbyist for the company disclosed, that they had gotten a lobby contract, Andrea and Dean McWilliams, for $50,000 each, according to the Texas Ethics Commission. So a lot of questions being raised about the process and the lack of transparency.
I want to understand something here. What exactly is it that this company says it will provide to Texas?
Basically, technology, stand up a call center and hire people to do contact tracing and then also oversee and manage those contact tracers. And some of the contact tracers are going to come from existing pools of contact tracers that work for state and local government, and some of them are going to come from the company hiring them themselves. But that's one of the things that has also been super opaque, and we haven't gotten a lot of answers. I happen to have gotten an unredacted copy of this contract and have compared it to the redacted version, and the redacted version doesn't have much in there about how many people they're going to hire, but the unredacted version talks about up to 5,000, basically. 4,500 is how much they proposed hiring, and say they could hire more than that.
Jay Root has been sharing a lot of these documents on Twitter. @byjayroot is his handle. You can read all about the full story over at texasstandard.org. Jay Root's an investigative reporter for the Houston Chronicle. Jay, thanks again.
Thanks for having me.